Hey guys, welcome to Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather, and I got some live updates for you guys today on the war going on in Israel and Iran. I haven't done a live in, about a year or so. If you guys can hear me, let me know. Give me a heart or something. Let me know if you guys can hear me. I'm not sure. Michelle, is that you? I hear you, Michelle. Can you hear me? Michelle, you're live.
Hey, I can hear you.
Good. Good. You're live on here with me. Awesome. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into, if you guys are not following Amir Sarfati on Telegram, that would be a good thing for you guys to do right now. They've launched numerous drones, but of course it takes, 4 to 6 hours to reach Iran from, or to reach Israel from Iran. So as you brought up earlier, it does seem a little odd that they would do something like that, knowing that Israel has plenty of time to intercept those drones with payloads. And of course, Amir was talking earlier as well that, this may be the opportunity that gives Israel the chance to use an EMP over Iran to pretty much, take care of their nuclear facilities and their nuclear weapons plans. And so we know they're pretty far along with that. But right now, if you guys go to harbingersdaily.com, there's a live update. Right now, Iran has launched dozens of drones at Israel. IDF says it aims to intercept them in hours. So IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari in a press statement confirms that dozens of drones launched from Iran are heading toward Israel. He says that Israeli Air Force is tracking the drones while noting that they will take several hours to reach the country. And of course, this is several hours ago, as you can tell, because they've already pretty much destroyed most of those. Let's see, there's after a barrage of 40 rockets showers north, Israeli jets strike Hezbollah compound. So there's a multi-front going on in Israel right now. There's fighting going on in different areas of Israel right now. We have Hezbollah, we have the north, we have the south. So there's a lot of stuff happening right now. Let me move on down here a little bit. It says U.S. is moving additional assets to the Middle East amid a threat of Iranian attack. That was earlier today, which is already going on. The U.S. Defense Department is moving additional assets to the Middle East region to bolster regional deterrence efforts and increase force protection for U.S. forces. A U.S. defense official told CNN on that was on Friday, as Israel and the U.S. brace for a potential Iranian attack. And of course, Iran told them that they had 48 hours and that they would attack them because from the attack from Israel on the Iran embassy. And so it's a little over 48 hours, but they are sending drones. And so what I would question is, number one, why are they doing that way, knowing that they're probably going to get destroyed and shot down? I think they have something else, planned. They've got something else going on. And if you guys are aware of the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war in the Bible, if you guys listen to me, you guys know about that. And that's kind of what I'm thinking this is all going to lead up to. Now, maybe not today or tomorrow or, anytime soon, but you can see it building. It's building into that that war that the Bible prophecy would happen. Another thing is, it was prophecy to the Bible, is that Damascus would be blown off the face of the earth, would be no city no more. It would be wiped off. And of course, it is still there. And we see a lot of bombs and a lot of things happening in Damascus here lately. And so let's see what else we have. Real quick, yes, I just wanted to jump on and just give you guys an update. Let me pull up my Telegram here so I can give you guys an update of what Amir is talking about. And let me increase. If you have the Telegram on your computer, it's always so small, and I don't know why. Probably not for normal folks, but you guys know me. I'm blind as a bat. So I'm going to skip over here. And so on Amir's Telegram page, we're going to go back. Let's see. It's 4:38 right now. I'm going to go back about an hour. So we're going to go back to 3:52 p.m. And so, of course, they're nighttime. They're 8 hours. Israel is 8 hours ahead of Central Standard Time. I'm not sure what that would be in your part of the world, but here it's about 8 hours ahead of us. So according to the multitude of reports from Iraq, it seems that two drone swarms are making their way to Israel on two routes. one from southern Iraq, probably through Jordan to central Israel, and the second is from northern central Iraq, probably through Syria towards northern Israel. The Iranians are reporting a third wave of UAVs that have now been launched towards Israeli territory. That was at 352. And so sources associated with the Shiite Axis claims that the Iranian attack consists of three phases: launching the UAVs from Iran, launching of drones and missiles from the Axis countries, which is Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq, to make it difficult for the Israeli air defense systems, and launching cruise missiles and ballistic missiles. I know you guys heard those names of those countries, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. Those should ring a bell for you if you study Bible prophecy. And so if you're looking at Amir's page, he actually got pictures of these drones. There is also footage of these drones, and I'm going to see if you guys can hear this. I don't know if you can hear that or not. So that is coverage right there, live coverage of those drones being sent over Iraq. And let's see what else we have here. He did say you could hear them. They do make that noise. So footage of an Iranian Sa'ad 136 drone flying over Iraq en route to Israel. That was at 357. Huge explosions reported in Tehran, Iran. That was at 408. 10 Sa'ad and 136 drones crashed in Iraq. That was at 4.09 p.m. And so he gives minute-by-minute updates. Syrian reports of Iranian drones over Damascus on their way to Israel. That was about 4.12. And like I said, right now it is 4.40 our time. So good news, he says, is 10 UAVs have already been intercepted and shot down over the skies of Iraq without even reaching Jordan. Iran did not just carry out a surgical revenge operation, but actually launched an act of war, is what Israel is saying. The Iranian Revolutionary Guards have deployed surface-to-air missiles in eastern Syria. That was at 4.15 p.m. The international airport in Beirut is closed. Of course, they've closed that down. Updates at the White House. U.S. President Joe Biden will make a speech later on today. I'm sure the world is just, you know, hanging on to hear what that moron has to say. Lord, forgive us. Anyway, so report in Al Arabiya, British fighter jets took off from Cyprus in order to intercept drones and missiles launched from Iran toward Israel. So we have British fighter jets intercepting those as well. That was at 4:17 to 4:19. Crazy drama in the skies of the Middle East. Dozens of fighter jets from different air forces are scrambling to shoot down dozens of drones and cruise missiles. 4:21 p.m. reports of attacks in southern Lebanon. We're going to move right on down here to 4:23. Arrival time from Iran to Israel. Ballistic missiles takes 12 minutes. Cruise missiles takes 2 hours, and drones take 8 hours. There's an update there. So Israeli's war cabinet is meeting right now. They're meeting underground, of course. A senior member of the Iraqi army, which he says the Americans established and finance, he said they say we welcome the Iranian drones in our territory and we will not allow them to be shut down. So you hear that there, folks. So senior American source, we estimate that between 400 and 500 missiles and UAVs were launched from Iran toward Israel. That was at 4:27 p.m. And here are some right here. You can see more of this video here. And it says reports in Iran, three drones of the Sa'ad 238 type hit inside the city of Kirmasha. So there's video there of them hitting there and crashing and exploding. And then there's more. Second stage in the attack on Israel, it says alleged documentation of cruise missiles over Basra, Iraq. You can see them right now being launched. He's got the video there on his Telegram page. And so moving right along at 4:38 p.m. Our time is current time almost. Iranian drones are being shot down before entering Jordanian territory. IDF planes are now operating in the territories of Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, along with America, British, and Arab allied planes. This instant coalition is amazing, he says, and that is amazing. Thank God America is helping. So explosions in southern Lebanon where Hezbollah positions are bombed. You can see them bombing them right now. That is at 4:40. And at 4:41, The senior Israeli officials, we will respond strongly. There is already excellent cooperation with a number of countries besides the U.S., including France, Great Britain, and neighboring countries that have sent messages that they intend to intercept aerial threats on their way to Israel. Praise the Lord. Iran, we launched ballistic missiles at Israel. So there's that. They're actually mentioning that. And oh, here comes this one. Russia raises its state of alert to the highest level. Report, the Houthis in Yemen recently launched drones toward the area of the city of Eilat. So, folks, that was at 4:42 p.m. That's the latest update that we have from Amir on his Telegram page as of right now. And so if you guys are not following him, I suggest you do. That way you will be up to date on everything that is going on. But as if I hear more news, if I hear anything else, I will not hesitate to jump on and tell you guys about it. I do want to go over to Fox News or even just probably even CNN. I guess they're all about the same now, aren't they? Because, you know, I don't listen to the mainstream media. So let's hit Fox News and we'll see. Breaking news. Okay, let's show what we got coming on from Fox. Oh, here's some more updates from Amir. 4:44. If Iran launched ballistic missiles, then we will see interceptions within a very short time, he says, because like I think it just said, what, 12 minutes to get there. So here he goes. Israel on high alert as Islamist regime launches swarms of drones toward Jewish state. Of course, we can watch that live if you want to. They're on Fox News. And let's see what we got going on. If they have anything else that they have to say. Let's click on that, see if there's any print, unless it's just video. Iran launches drone attack on Israel following a deadly April 1st strike on the Iranian consulate, of course, in Syria. This is published today, and it was at 4:15. And yeah, right there, we don't need to hear that. So Iran launched drones from its territory toward Israel late Saturday, days after its supreme leader warned it would hit back in response to an airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria that left several generals dead. Earlier Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had for weeks been preparing for the possibility of a direct attack from Iran. The Prime Minister said Israel's air defenses are deployed. We are ready for any scenario, both in attack and in defense. Quote, he says, I established a clear principle. Whoever hurts us, we hurt them. We will protect ourselves from any threat, and we will do so with coolness and determination, he said. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack on Iran's consulate in Damascus. Iran has begun an airborne attack against Israel, said the National White House National Security Council spokesperson. Quote, President Biden is being regularly updated on the situation by his national security team and will meet with them this afternoon at the White House. His team is in constant communication with Israeli officials as well as other partners and allies, she said. This attack is likely to unfold over a number of hours. President Biden has been clear, our support for Israel's security is ironclad. Thank you, Jesus. The United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. Praise the Lord for that. That is great news for us to hear here in America, because we all know what the Bible says. If you curse Israel, God will curse you. But if you bless Israel, God will bless you. And so that's wonderful news. President Biden hasn't been the strongest supporter of Israel. And so we just pray that he will hold to his word. Here's another update from Amir. Putin come to the aid of his Iranian ally. Quote, the smallest American attack on Iranian territory will force us to support Iran. Folks, that's coming from Putin. Things are getting extremely volatile. And I would ask, you know, that we would, you know, take a moment right now and we would pray for the safety of the people of Israel. We would pray that the good Lord would protect them, watch over them, and would give Netanyahu and his cabinet and the military the wisdom that they need to be victorious in this war and to protect their people and to protect their nation. And we ask that in Jesus' name. And guys, we just need to be praying for them, pray for the folks, pray for the people. And you see how volatile things are. You see how quickly things can change. Things can change so very fast, especially in this world. And like I always say, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know what you're waiting for, because anything can happen. Anything can happen. Here we have Russia right now saying that Putin comes to the aid of his Iranian allies. He's starting to know the smallest American attack on Iranian territory will force us to support Iran, which means Russia will support Iran. And folks, I don't know if you realize what's going on, but this is unprecedented. This is has, you know, end times written all over it. And right now the world is volatile. And so what is, you know, Bible prophecy always points us back to the Bible. And so these things that are happening should point you back to the Bible. It should point us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our trust is not in any man. Our trust and faith is not in any man to save us. It's only in the Lord Jesus Christ who's going to save us. He will come back and he will fight for Israel. God says in the end times that these things happen in the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, that God Almighty will fight for Israel. Because nobody stands with Israel in that time. So like right now, we already know, of course, the United States is standing with them. Britain is, they're sending their fighter jets. Like, you know, so there's a lot of people standing with Israel. And so we know that this is, you know, not the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. But we do know that it's heading towards that. With the rise in anti-Semitism in the world globally, you know, the rise of anti-Semitism, the hatred of the Jews for no reason, they just make up, you know, falsities about them. And it's just amazing. But the Bible said that that would happen in the end days. And we see that that happening. My pastor talked about that on Wednesday. He's going through the Bible. We're going through the book of Revelation. And he's going verse by verse through that book. If you guys want to catch that, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is New Hope Fellowship at River Road. That's our YouTube channel. If you want to go there, you can check us out our website as well at New Hope Fellowship RR, which is riverroad.org. And you guys can get caught up on all of that. But he talked about that as well on Wednesday, that all of these things are coming together. And it's just making that, you know, just stirring the pot and it's getting everything ready. And God's moving the puzzle pieces together. And so we see these things happening. And so, you know, I just wanted to jump on pretty quick, you guys, and just let you guys know what's going on over there in Israel. And just mainly, most importantly, pray for Israel. Pray that our nations, wherever you may live, will support Israel. But mainly we should be supporting Israel with our prayers to God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. Israel is the apple of his eye. They are his chosen people, and he has his covenant with them. And so with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. And, you know, get in the Word of God and let the Word of God get into you. And as always, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, come quickly, Lord Jesus.